HawkFanatic.com is brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GT Carr and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Senior Benefits, Wells Fargo Advisors, Premier Automotive in North Liberty, the Oxyoke Inn and the Amanas, Streets Maintenance, Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids, and Big Dog Tech Solutions. Here's Tom Suter, and from HawkFanatic.com, it's Pat Hardy.
It is. And we're busy. We're talking about a 7'3" guy on the
Andrew McKeever. Andrew McKeever.
I told you we saw him downtown a couple of weeks. So he is.
You see him out walking on the street.
We were walking in between the graduate and or walking through that little passageway onto College Street.
I know what you're talking about.
And he was. And I looked at him. He looks like a giant.
Well, at 7'3", some will say he is a giant.
I mean, I don't know what the...
What's funny, and I have this written, I have got my story. I'm going to write, obviously, about him, and we'll have video of all the players. But yesterday I was interviewing Chit Chat. Today I'll be interviewing him. That's a 2-foot difference, 7'3" to 5'4". Think about that. But he is more than just tall. They wouldn't have gotten him. I mean, there's other...
He's got some skills.
Yeah. He's a rim protector. They need him. It'll be interesting to see. We get to watch for a half an hour of practice today. It'll be interesting to see how he moves up and down the court and how he, you know, racks the ball coming off the rim. I know he's a good rebounder. I've been told he's a good passer. I've seen video to know he's got pretty good feet for someone that tall. And when Ben said he wanted to get some size on the front line, he was not kidding.
No.
And they got him. And like I said, I joked right away when he entered the portal. I'm like, here you go, Ben. Here's your big guy. And boom, lo and behold, that's who they got.
So how much fun would it be if Chit Chat and Andrew McKeever were to date each other? Wouldn't that be interesting?
I hadn't gone that far yet. Now that we're going down Creep Boulevard,
King Kong and Fay Wray.
But now that I hadn't really thought about that.
I.
But it was funny though. If I'm Iowa, you could have some funny photos, couldn't you?
Yes.
Some funny sports promotional photos for the basketball season coming up. I mean, they've got the other one, Bria Medina, who's 5'6", and now she's wearing a nose guard because she broke her nose, and she's wearing that in practice. But yeah, that could be, you know, McKeever standing and them two standing on his side. That'd be a good way to promote Iowa basketball for the winter.
Because it's fun when during the introductions at the women's games, Chit Chat always stands in between Ava and Layla Hayes.
And when they list her at 5'4", they're not lying. She's about 5'4", but she seems to make it work. She's good, and they've all got kind of a Chit Chat says she still can't get that Virginia game out of her head. And Journey Houston was interesting. She just came out and said yesterday, "Yeah, I was pissed that I didn't make the Big Ten All Freshman team," and she should have.
And she should have.
I wasn't trying to pick on Addie Deal, but Journey Houston's stats were clearly better than Addie Deal.
Clearly, and I think the
more
reason...
More points, more everything.
The reason Addie got it is because
she was Addie Deal.
Well, and she won two...
Twice the week, I get that, but I still think it was more because she was a five-star mega recruit that had a reputation. She did win those... she had the game of 17. Was that against... Who's that against? She had that one breakout game, and you thought, okay, here she goes.
Like Northern Illinois or someone like that.
I think it was... But that's when you said to yourself, here she goes. Now she's finally in a rhythm, and then it just didn't... Oh. It just didn't happen. But Journey finished third on the team, and she had 172 rebounds.
Yeah.
She averaged 5.4 points. She started two games, and she had to play out of position. She was playing power forward.
And she had a great season. A very surprising
season.
I don't think,
because she got hurt. We all kind of forgot about her. She was on course to be a five-star recruiter junior year, but then she hurt her knee. And by the time she was still ranked. I think I looked her up 91, I think I saw was her highest ranking in her class, but compared to a five-star who's ranked in the top 20, I mean, Addie had all the publicity. Nobody was writing big, huge features about Journey Houston when they came to Iowa, other than maybe the Quad City Times and wherever she's from, but most of us were focused on Addie Deal.
I got to hear a couple of the interviews, one with the Bria Medina, and she's interesting.
Yeah.
And
I don't think she and Chitchat are going to play together. Can you
imagine
that?
Smallest guard court in since.
It might be. Yeah, I don't. But she's a good security blanket, and I think there's going to be times, just from the way I've watched her, they may put her in to say, "Hey, let's see if she can get a few threes off," because she can make threes. She's got.
And she's quick.
In. She's quick, but she's just not real tall.
No.
So, but yeah, and then Journey, you can tell she's lost. I bet she's lost 10, 15 pounds. I'm not saying she was heavy or anything, but she wants to play more on the perimeter now. So she needs to be more agile. She needs to have more flexibility, and just a little less weight makes her a little quicker, because she says now she can guard guards. They don't blow by her. And she, you know, she just decided, because she's not a power forward. She's not tall enough.
And we needed her to
had to back up
role.
Hannah. She had to back up Hannah. Now they don't need her to do that. So I think you're going to see I think she's more of a three than a two. I think she's more of a small forward. I think that's her ideal position, and that's kind of interchangeable in Iowa's offense.
Well, yeah, with the, what do they call it, the four out, one in.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's we got to talk to four different, Jocelyn Faison, talk to her, Bria Medina, Chit Chat and Journey, and then we have the women one more time on the 23rd, where we'll get to talk to the rest of the players, and then today we have at least six or seven men's basketball players and at least one assistant coach. We get to watch from 11 to 11:30, then interviews from 11:30 to 12. And then next week, the 15th, which I will not be able to be here on that Wednesday, we've got football at 9:30 and basketball at 11.
Wow, that's a bit going
to
be a
busy time. That's going to be a busy day. And you say to yourself, well, why are they doing it? Well, they're running out of days, too. They've all got schedules. I get it. There's only so much time left. So yeah, it's going to be busy. With Iowa Hawkeye sports, but this kind of gets you ready, because as much as I hate to say it, we're almost halfway through July.
Yeah, well, getting there.
Before you know it, it's going to be football season and school's starting and summer's gone, and we're asking ourselves, where'd it go?
Boy, I still haven't read or thought about football for a second. Honestly, that's just
I don't think there's anything abnormal about that. It's July. Yeah. I mean, and I haven't done when they put players in front of you, when they put them in front of you, you're going to think about it. But I don't think most people's mindset is on football right now.
No, and
I think a lot of people's mindset is on vacations and doing stuff away from whatever they do normally, because you know time's running out. I mean, you say time's running out, but we still got over a month and a half until the season opener. So yeah, there's still time. But Iowa Big Ten Media Days the 28th, Iowa Media Days the 14th. Things start happening in August.
God, that's August 14th.
August 14th is Iowa's media day for football, so that's about exactly a month away almost.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's coming.
Crazy. Well, it'll be fun. I mean, once football rolls around, I do enjoy football season.
Yeah, and I picked them to go 8-4. I haven't had anyone. I mean, you can't really get mad at that. It's a pretty lame, safe prediction to say 8-4 with Iowa football. And I'm saying that with them having to replace 8-9 key players on defense, the best, arguably one of the best return specialists in conference history, starting quarterback, three studs on the offensive line. They one of the greatest kickers in program. They lose a ton. And, you know, I've still got them going 8-4. I think they're going to be 3-0, then I think they're going to be 3-3. If they could be 4-2 after six, that would be significant. That would give them at least
very
a fighter's chance.
Yep.
Because the second half of their schedule, at least on paper, isn't, to me, all those games are winnable.
They are.
Every one of them, but most of them are losable, too.
That's right.
The one that really worries me is at Illinois. The next to last game of the season. Because Illinois is going to be pretty good again.
They are, but they've got to replace both of their lines.
They do, but, you know, Iowa's got, so does Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's there, and Illinois was, you know, as good or better than Iowa last year.
They were.
That's the one. But the other games at Northwestern, I'm not convinced Northwestern's going to be very good this year. And I think they're going to beat Wisconsin. It's those three. It's the three games against Ohio State, Michigan, and Washington.
Yep.
If they could at least get one of those, and as long as they don't stub their toe in the first three, which I don't think they will, I don't think it's physically possible for them to lose to Northern Illinois or Northern Iowa. I know you go back to 2009, but that was a fluke.
It was.
I just don't see any way they're going to lose. If they lose one of those games, then that ain't good. But the Iowa State game, you never say never against Iowa State. Who knows? This guy may catch magic in a bottle. You just don't know.
No.
They've got so many new players now, it's hard to really evaluate what Iowa State's all about.
Well, the good news about the back half of the football schedule, it's still Big Ten West stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and we've run that table.
And none of those teams, I mean, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, none of those teams are that good.
No.
Well, I mean, they're just average at best recently or a little below average. So, yeah, no, I mean, I think 8-4, and if he could go and win a bowl game and go 9-4 again, some people are bored with that. I get it. But, man, there's worse alternatives than winning 8, 9, 10 games in a season. That three-game stretch, though, is going to be brutal.
It is. We're still up in the air about whether we're going to try to go out to Washington.
Well, I thought you had already decided you were.
Well.
What's stopping you?
Just kind of a hassle.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a long trip and it's a long flight. I mean, can you take a direct flight from somewhere?
I don't think so. No,
not unless, even from Chicago?
Well, if we're
But then that's a hassle Chicago. Driving to Chicago.
Yeah.
It's even a hassle driving to Des Moines.
Yeah,
it's a 4-hour drive. Yeah. Nothing from Cedar Rapids, though, will take you directly to...
No.
Interesting.
No, we would...
So what does Cedar Rapids have? How about Moline?
Moline has Allegiant, but they don't have direct flights to Seattle.
Uh-oh. They don't either. Because no. Moline's, I mean, it's a little longer drive for me than the CR airport, but not much. I mean,
not much.
Moline's a decent option. I mean, Des Moines obviously has better prices at times, but again, that's a 4-hour round trip.
And they have more.
Of every, yeah.
More routes. Sure. Yeah.
So, but well, have you guys thought about driving?
Well, we'd have to leave now.
We went to Portland in the car. Yeah, you'd have to leave now.
You drove to Portland? Did
from
you really?
From where? Muscatine?
No, from here.
Oh, from here?
Yeah.
How long? That probably had to take 2-3 days, didn't it?
No, we did it in 2 days. The thing that really torqued off Jan is we had just gone online,
uh-huh.
And I had the station on as we pull into Oregon, and she goes, "How in the hell are we getting that here?"
What drove you to Portland, Oregon? Protests?
Our niece. Yes.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now.
Yes.
You're protesting?
We wanted to
burn things down?
We were marching. No, my niece was getting married.
Oh, okay.
So what'd you have, like 2 15-hour days of driving?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, that's 2 days for, that's pretty
that's
impressive.
That's long.
Did you both share the driving?
14. I think I did most of it, but yeah, she.
That's a long. That's for 2 days.
We were hauling.
Yeah, I couldn't do that anymore.
I mean, I've done. Guys, trust me, but it's different when you're working and you're being paid. But I mean, I remember we covered the Miami of Ohio football game in 2002, and I think it didn't start till and we drove all the way home. We got home at like 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And I remember saying, "Hey, you know, at least I'm making good money." I remember, that was a joke. I did that crap all the time. And I think that's part of why traveling to me.
So how long of a drive was that?
10, 11 hours.
Yeah,
after,
that's,
I mean,
that's
it was
long.
In the football.
Oh, that was after a
that
long
was after
day?
The game. That was
oh,
after
Jesus.
A long day. And the the press box in Athens didn't have air conditioning, and it was like 150 degrees in there. It was just brutal.
And then you drove.
Then we drove
hours.
All the way home, and when we stopped in Galesburg, we saw the cops just rousting this guy in a gas station parking lot. This guy was all dry, and they were just slamming him to the ground. And I remember saying, "God, get me home, just get me home." Then one other time, we were coming back from something. It was Rob Howen, I believe. And all of a sudden, we noticed we were getting ready to cross over the Mississippi back into Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there by LeClaire, all of a sudden we noticed all these ambulances. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then we pulled in, you know, then you get over the interstate and you start making the turn as you start going through the qual. And all of a sudden, just car stopped. And I'm like, what? As it turns out, two people had been killed, their car had stalled. And they had gone looking for help on the interstate, which is not what you need to do. Yeah. And they got ran over and hit.
Ugh.
We were stuck there in traffic. The cop came up to us and said, "You guys may as well turn your engine off and take a nap. It's going to be." We were there for 5 hours.
Oh,
we were stuck. We had to pull off on the shoulder a little bit. But basically, they just shut the interstate. This was probably 10, 11 years ago. And I remember just going to bed. It was probably 2 in the morning when this was happening. We were from like a Northwestern football game or something. And then I remember them knocking on our windows to wake us up at like 6:30 saying, "Okay, you can go now." That was, and then I read the next day, actually, you guys may have had it on, that two people got hit near a mile marker as they were walking to get gas for their car. And I'm like, you know, I remember I felt bad because I was I was pissed off. I was like, what is going on? Then to realize two people lost their life, having to be inconvenienced for 5 hours was kind of a small thing. But yeah, wow. Traveling is crazy.
Yeah. We were going to stay the last day we were, because we did 15 the first time or 14, something like that. And then the last day we were going to stay at this place, and we went there and they didn't have a reservation, and they, you know, were, and the motel wasn't what it was.
It was nasty.
Yeah, it was nasty. It wasn't what it was in the, you know,
whatever. Brochure.
Yeah, so.
They rarely are.
And we decided, yes. Well, just go the rest of the freaking way.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I remember driving. It was Dallas, Halas, and myself. This was 5-6 years ago. I think it was the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. And it was Iowa had lost, so we were going. And it started snowing around Aurora, Illinois. And I was driving. And it didn't stop until like West Branch. And it was the kind of snow that squirrels coming right at you.
Yeah.
And but I kept saying to myself, stopping's more dangerous. I mean, it really. So we about 45, 50 miles per hour. We just kept going. And I remember when we were done, Halas said, like, how the hell did you do that? I'm like, I have no idea. I just kept telling myself stopping is worse. So we just kept going.
Did you have somebody in front of where you could follow?
Every once in a while. Every once in a while, but no, I had my brights on, and I could literally see 15 feet in front of me, like driving through a snow globe for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then when we got to West Branch, and it finally, I'm like, we made it. But yeah, no, it was a nightmare.
No, I hate that. I hate driving in winter conditions.
But I've done it so often. I mean, I remember covering so many basketball games, driving home from you and I one time, me and a press citizen photographer, we literally did a donut. I mean, we were driving. Next thing, we hit a patch of ice, and the car literally just did a complete 360. And we just got our bearings again and just kept going.
Somehow got back
and just kept going again.
Jesus,
Bad trips to you and I for basketball weather-wise. There's been a few that I've driven through.
Yeah, that's. I do not like to drive it. Well, anymore, I don't like to drive at night.
I don't either.
Number one.
I don't either.
And number two, winter driving is just.
I don't like it.
Is brutal.
Well, there's times where I've decided not to cover some Iowa stuff on the road because of nighttime driving. You know, if I have to watch it on TV, I know it's not the same as being there, the badge of honor. We go wherever the Hawks go. But hey, you know, life's more important.
We were coming back from. I know this will surprise you guys. Coming back from Las Vegas, and we drove to Des Moines, okay, to fly out of there direct. But on the coming back, we landed, I don't know, it's like 5:30 or 6, okay, but it's dark, and a winter storm is going on, icy, and just, you know, just coming out of the airport.
So you drove from Des Moines to Iowa?
We're not. No, I said, I'm not doing this.
It. Okay.
Guys, we can't.
So you got a hotel room and waited it out?
Got a hotel room at the Holiday Inn.
That's what you
got
to do.
And
better than the alternative of what could happen if you risk it.
And coming back the next day, I think, I can't remember the exact count, but there were like 12 cars in the ditch, three trucks, and there was a semi truck on fire. And this was, you know, after a night's sleep.
It's like that movie with Mel Gibson. The one he did back in the early 80s where in Australia, where it's after the war. What's that one?
Gallipoli?
No.
Was he in that?
You know the one I'm talking about. He's the warrior guy, and he's trying to catch the people that killed and raped his wife and kid.
Braveheart?
No.
No,
it's the one. It's the first real famous movie he did.
Mad Max.
Yes, that one. Mad Max. I think that's what it was.
I don't think I saw that.
It was okay. I watched it one time. Wasn't it supposed to be like in the Australian backlands after some type of nuclear Armageddon?
Yeah.
And he's like a cop, you know, patrolling the highway, and somehow they got his wife. But that's what the way you described it. That's what it kind of sounded like.
Yeah, you get older. I don't like to drive at night.
No,
well,
I don't.
It's harder yes.
Well, I don't have good eyes to begin with. I mean, I've got really bad eyes. I've been wearing glasses since I was 6 and contacts.
Yeah.
God, the pain I used to go through with contacts when I cared what I looked like. What a pain. Take them in and out.
Did that too, and it just.
I'd fall asleep with them in my eyes, and it was terrible.
Well, did you have the hard or the soft ones?
Both. I started with the hard ones. It's like putting a piece of glass in your eye.
The hard ones, my head was always tipped up. Yeah, they were heavy. I mean, they were heavy.
I needed them, too, for sports. I didn't like playing basketball with those big, thick, athletic glasses on. It looked like
I looked at my face, Buddy Holly. I looked at my face one day and said, whoa, what am I
doing? Well, it's not worth
it. What am I doing?
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to wear contacts. And I'm afraid to get the surgery. My brother got the laser surgery, and he, you know, he hasn't had glasses for 40 years.
Yeah, and
he and his wife went in on the same day and got the... Yeah, I'm afraid. Plus, it's, you know, back then it was, hey, what's it now cost? Easily a couple grand. Yeah. Insurance doesn't cover it.
I don't remember, but Jan.
Oh, she Jan got it done.
She got it done.
Yeah, it was a couple grand, I think, per eye.
Yes, I thought my brother said they paid like $2,500 a piece.
Well,
like
and she had. They got rid of the cataracts, and they said, as long as we're doing this, let's.
Oh, that's a little different.
Let's just go ahead and do.
Because there's times where I wish I didn't wear glasses, but not enough to wear.
But she still used glasses for reading.
So it doesn't fix that.
It was long distance.
Yeah, it fixes the long distance, but you have to use glasses for computer work or reading.
Interesting. It makes me really admire the people that don't need glasses, that just have perfect vision. Because like I said, I have been so flawed with my eyes since I was young. Putting on glasses as a six-year-old, that's kind of a dramatic experience.
I did, yeah, I've worn glasses.
Then you go into school and everyone makes fun of you. Four eye, you know, all that, you know, they just ridicule you.
No, you don't know what it's like until you wear jeans and across your ass it says Husky.
Never did that.
If you want to talk about...
I've seen
about,
sweatpants with Husky, women's sweatpants.
If you want to talk about people, kids being mean.
Well,
glasses are usually, though, the first time you wear glasses in, I'll never forget it, second grade. And I walked in there with those... And my parents bought the most god-awful looking glasses. I mean, just big, thick plastic things. But, you know, you live and learn.
Yeah, Anne had to wear glasses from a very, very early age, had terrible eyesight, and had the surgery done and all that.
How old was she when she had the surgery done?
Oh, I don't know, 50-something.
Oh, so 55. You guys were not, okay, so she's later in life.
So for her, it was the first time, you know, she said, I'd get up in the morning, I didn't have to put glasses on.
Yeah,
it
I mean, the first thing I have to do wonderful. Every morning is put glasses on, or I can't see. So is there an age where it reaches where they say it's not worth it? If you get old enough to...
You know, I don't know.
Hello.
Hey.
So, I had cataract surgery, not LASIK.
Oh.
Uh-huh, okay.
And that's a little different. And we opted for the multifocal lenses, so... my insurance paid for most of it, but then we paid an additional cost to have the multifocal lenses put in.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, I only have to wear glasses to read and real small work. Everything else, I don't need them anymore. And I've worn glasses since I was 8 years old. And it was just a miracle. It's
wow,
so
that
wonderful.
Would be
I remember that's what you said when you didn't have to put your glasses on.
I'm actually overdue for an eye exam. So maybe I have cataracts.
Well,
don't
poor
even know.
Tom, we were driving home. And I had the big, eye patch on, and we'd go out, and he'd drive me around a couple of days. And it's a quick recovery. It's not bad. Your eye's just a little itchy, and you got to do a lot of drops, but it's not hard recovery. But I'd say to him, see that sign up there, Tom? See that sign up there? I'm not wearing glasses. I can tell you what that sign says. That sign says, West Branch, 1 mile.
There you go.
And it was, like, way far away, and I was so proud of myself.
So people with cataracts, they don't get surprised to learn that. They have symptoms that makes them going, there's ways you know you have cataracts, right? You know there's something right. Okay. I didn't know.
Well, yes and no. I mean, maybe for people who had good vision, but my vision always sucks so bad. I had bad astigmatism in one eye.
I've got
and
astigmatism.
It was really hard to correct for. So it kind of sneaked up on me, but... In my 50s, he said to me, well, you have, you know, cataracts. And I said, really? And he every year he'd say, well, they're a little bit worse. And I'd get real excited. And the eye physician was a little like, why are you so happy about this? Because. And finally, one of them just got bad enough to where I qualified for the surgery. And I was 60. It was the year I turned 60.
So what were the, because my neighbor had it. And she said she had great, you know, there was obvious symptoms that, you know, that like... I can't remember how she explained it, but there was just cloudy.
Well, things get cloudy. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not as clear. But it was hard for me to discern those symptoms. They had to kind of tell them to, because as I said, my eyesight was so miserable that the cataracts were just.
Yeah, I need to get my.
Hardly even noticed them.
I've been a couple years since I've had my last. Now the last one I had, they didn't say anything about cataracts. But no, I'm overdue. I'll probably get one in August.
And my guy finally, for the first time, said, you got a little teeny bit of cataract starting. He said, we'll keep an eye on it. It's not bad enough to do anything yet. So next
you
one.
You can have perfect, you know. I knew a Japanese gentleman in my neighborhood that had perfect vision, and he had a cataract. That's what he had.
Okay, anyway, I just wanted to tell you my story. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks, baby.
It's probably been 3 years since I went to the eye doctor, because that's when I got these glasses. So, yeah. I mean, I go to a Lens Crafters, and I've always been fine. I mean, I think they have good glasses, and the they don't dilate my eyes. They shoot those big, bright, you know what I mean? The camera, instead of dilating your eyes, they shoot these big, bright lights into them, and that's how they're able to check for everything, you know.
Do you ever get a rainbow effect?
I never, not that I'm aware of.
I get that on occasion.
What, when they flash the lights in your eyes and stuff like that?
No, when you're just sitting there and you're... Yeah, I get a rainbow. They said it's something with your eyes.
Well, the other thing I've heard about cataracts too is eventually your vision, it starts to narrow. You less and less you can see.
I imagine.
Yeah. So.
Hello.
Hello. I just had cataract surgery in my 80s.
Okay.
And then, so you can have
gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah, and I. Just for anything except like the close-up reading. But I have a lazy eye. My left eye is lazy, and I don't see much out of it. So it's all in my right eye.
Okay. So if I'm ever around you, I know which side to poke fun at you, so you can't see me.
So anyway, that's my story. When I was younger, I always had to wear a patch on the left eye when I went to school, and on the right eye when I came home.
Did they ever call you a pirate?
I don't know what they called me. It was a long time ago.
All right.
I didn't like it. I told my dad I don't like it, and I felt like I was picked on. But
I'm sure you probably
anyway,
were.
So lazy eye. Is that amblyopia? Is that what they call it? Lazy eye.
Yeah. Right, amblyopia. And my one brother would always say, "Hey, take off your glasses and let's watch the freak show," because my eyes would.
Well, nice. That ain't nice.
That's what brothers are for.
I had wonderful brothers, but I got even with most of them. Boy,
there you go. Well, good for you.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks, Karen.
When Hunter drinks a lot, which I've only seen him once, but his eye goes. Oh. I remember we went to the Cubs trip on KFMH. We took a Cubs tour, and he went with us, and Shane was there. He was about 12, and he goes, "How come Hunter's eye's pointing due north?"
You know, that would be freaky.
Yeah, but it only when he's drunk.
God, Hunter makes me think of the Cubs. I turned the Cubs on the other day, and they're trailing the Cardinals 17-0.
And that was the day after they won 23-3.
And then the next day, they got shut out. Yeah. Then they finally did win Game 3. I watched a little, because all three of the games were on TV.
Didn't it end 17-3?
17-3, I think it was. Yeah. But it was just like, God, this is ridiculous. Never seen a team go from scoring 23 to just getting crushed the next day.
I don't think I ever have. Yeah, you know, it's probably happened.
But they won the third game, and they were 10 games over .500. They still got I don't think anyone's going to catch the Brewers.
No, the Brewers, they're pretty solid.
Yeah, I think they're the best team up and down. But, you know, the Cubs got a fighter's chance. They're right there with the Cardinals. It was just nice to see three games in a row from the Cubs. And when do the Fever play next?
Tonight. And then
probable.
Tomorrow.
Lister is probable?
Probable, yeah.
Okay. So
she'll have limited minutes.
But probably.
That's what I read, yeah.
But Aaliyah Boston, they listed as questionable with a leg injury.
Man, they just can't stay healthy.
Oh.
I mean, that's because Aaliyah's been, it seems like she's been battling a lower leg injury for a big part of the year.
She has.
I don't know if it's the same injury she just keeps re-aggravating or what. And who do they play?
The Sparks.
Who were
awful.
Oh, that's Kate Martin, isn't it?
Kate will probably play.
She'll probably guard Caitlin.
And, well, she might.
Would you like it if they got into a fight on the court? Wouldn't that be hilarious? And then hugged afterwards. Hey, things get a little feisty. Caitlin's the kind of defender that, or Kate can probably, if anyone knows how to guard Caitlin, it's Kate from practice and
for sure.
Everything. So it will be interesting. And if she's, hopefully this back injury doesn't linger. I mean,
but the Sparks, Kelsey Plum's out and Cameron Brink is out.
What's Brink out with?
Leg injury.
Is it related to her knee injury?
It doesn't say.
She's another one that's going to get the label of being injury prone. She has not been able to stay healthy.
Nope. What channel is that on?
Let's see. USA.
Okay.
I get that.
And then Prime is the game on Thursday, and then the game Sunday is on NBC/Peacock.
Well, I was watching some sporting event. I can't remember what it was the other day. And every time, they kept saying Peacock, and I was watching it on NBC. I never go to Peacock anymore.
They
have everything.
I don't even have Peacock anymore. No, because it's all on,
the NBC sports thing.
Was it hard to cancel Peacock?
No.
I'm trying to decide if I should wait through football seasons, though, because I still think there may be a couple football times where Peacock may.
There probably will be.
I don't understand why they have all those channels.
I don't get it either.
They've got a ton of channels for NBC Sports, most of them saying coming up someday.
They're promoting stuff that's coming up. You'll see a long list of them.
But there's nothing on those channels.
I haven't had a reason to go to Peacock for months.
Yeah, Peacock's just got everything. I mean, the picture's better.
It's better.
But it's not better for, I think I was paying $17.
Oh, I was paying $7.99. You were paying $17?
I had it without commercials.
Oh,
what do
okay.
we pay? I don't know.
I was paying $7.
Or 13.
I get billed for Peacock and YouTube. It's $88. They bill me at the same time. They put it on my credit card every month.
I have let Paramount Plus lapse because of their ridiculous politics.
What do you mean politics?
It's just CBS.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Okay.
And I currently don't. Disney didn't renew because of the credit card I lost. So I have
what
to
do you save
update. Yeah. I have to update that. But until there's something I want to watch for sure, I'm not going to get it.
How much was Disney a month?
Oh, God, it's a lot because it's...
It's like 20-something.
Yeah.
How much was Paramount?
It was
13-something.
You're saving almost $50 a month just from those two?
I got rid of all of them except for Prime. And
YouTube. You got YouTube still, right?
Yeah, I got YouTube. But I mean, as far as... Yeah, but that I don't... I got rid of cable and got YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube's kind of the replacement. Although, I turned the YouTube thing on yesterday and the menu... I couldn't find YouTube. I'm like, where is it? It's usually up on the left... It's for some reason they changed the whole look of the menu and it was way down in the lower right hand. It took me a while to find it. And I don't know why it changed.
I don't know. These clowns jack around with crap. Anybody on it.
They have to justify their existence. Yeah, so they have to.
It's like when they do updates on computers and then nothing's ever the same again. Yes. I still haven't figured out how to turn my computer off since they updated it. I mean, it's just updates are the worst.
Yeah. Well, updates on the phone are ridiculous.
Oh, tell me. Yeah, no, they are. Well, and you guys ever heard of this icon, the GarageBand icon that's on cell phones?
GarageBand? No. Yeah,
is Lang here? When we're on a break. There's this icon on my thing, and I've hit it by mistake when I'm trying to go from one screen to the other. And whenever I get onto this thing called GarageBand, I can't figure out I don't know how I get out of it. It's impossible to get out of. I hit enough things, and this morning it took me 45 minutes to figure out how to get back to my... And it's called GarageBand.
You've got to hit, at least on the Android. When our app, for some reason, I can't get out. I've never been able to get out of it until I close everything. And then
I'm not sure what I did today, but somehow I hit something and it got me back to my original screen.
Do you have three bars on the left bottom?
Let me go to there. I have no, I don't.
Okay.
Now I'm on my health app, the one I used to walk on.
So do you have an iPhone?
I have an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
iPhone 15, I think this is.
Yeah, if you got three apps, three lines on your left, you can.
Well, here's the one right here, GarageBand. If I hit this thing by mistake, I'm screwed. And I'm sure there's a simple way out. Maybe
can
language.
You get rid of it? Just.
I don't know if you. I'll see what Lang says. Lang's he's tech support.
Hello.
I was going to say GarageBand is Apple's audio recording. So it's like Adobe Audition that we use.
Okay, that's radio, that's what so. I thought it was. I just don't know how to get out of it when I get onto it.
I got you.
There's no.
Just delete it. Just go into the App Store and delete it.
That's what I'll do.
That's the easiest way to do it. You don't use it. So, yeah.
No, I don't use it. Okay, I will do that. All right.
Thanks,
thank
Sam.
You. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with help.
Now you recognize Sam's voice.
Yeah.
You don't always recognize voices.
No. No, I remember the day that I was arguing with a woman. And
only once in your life? That's
well, it
pretty
was,
good.
And then one goes, "You know who that was?" And I said, "No, it's your wife." And then Jen called back. And I spent like 5 minutes arguing with her.
Backpedaling?
Yeah.
Well, we should probably take our break.
God, I just updated my Twitter, and it's just all politics. Oh, there's God. Nothing sports on here at all.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
Since 1999, KCJJ Radio has done a radiothon for Table to Table, Iowa's premier food rescue organization. Our goal is to raise $45,000 for Table to Table to help feed the food insecure in our community. The need is far greater than ever before, and we need your help. Starting at 6 a.m. Friday, July 10th, and ending Saturday, July 11th at noon, we will be on the air continuously to raise money and awareness for Table to Table. Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., we will be live at Hills Bank on Gilbert Street in Iowa City, and on Saturday morning, we will be live from 8 a.m. until noon at New Pie on Van Buren Street in Iowa City, taking your donations. We will be interviewing Table to Table staff and volunteers, recipient agencies, and many of the generous donors. Keep listening starting at 6 a.m. Friday until noon Saturday for KCJJ's Radiothon to benefit Table to Table, presented by Hills Bank, the Iowa City Masonic Foundation, and our fabulous community.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy, just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember,
don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
If you live outside the city, you already know the struggle. Slow internet, drop calls, endless buffering, and promises from providers that never deliver. Well, now, things have changed. Big Dog Tech Solutions is proud to now offer Starlink Home Internet, bringing high-speed satellite internet to homes, farms, shops, cabins, and RVs across eastern Iowa and beyond. Starlink delivers fast, reliable internet where traditional providers can't. And Big Dog Tech Solutions makes it easy, setting up installation, networking, Wi-Fi setup, and local expertise you can actually call and talk to. So whether you're working from home, streaming TV, running security cameras, gaming, or just tired of terrible internet, it's time to upgrade. Call Big Dog Tech today at 319-395-0800. Or go to bigdogtech.net, that's bigdogtech.net, and ask about Starlink, technology that works where you live.
Hi, I'm Jim Street, owner of Streets Maintenance. As a licensed, insured, and bonded master plumber, I specialize in all plumbing repairs, including but not limited to water heater and sump pumps to toilet and faucet repairs and replacements. As an Iowa City native, I know how frustrating it can be when any part of your plumbing system breaks down. That's why I only use trusted brands and quality materials. I offer same-day, next-day service coupled with a fair price. I also offer general service to mobile homes. For more information about my business, I'm online at streetsmaintenance.com and Facebook, or give me a call at 400-4483.
Streets Maintenance. Honest plumbing at a fair price.
Your life is always changing, and a lot of things can affect how and what you save. So a good retirement plan changes with your life. At Wells Fargo Advisors, we believe conversation leads to financial clarity. So start a conversation today. Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far. For information locally, call 338-3799 or 866-217-2369. Or stop by 501 12th Avenue, Suite 201, Coralville. Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
On an athletic team, you need team players, good athletes, superior equipment, and the best coaches available. In real estate, you need to have a good title and settlement team at your disposal. Hi, this is Steve Anderson. Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing, you need quality title and settlement services. Consider the team at Hawkeye Title. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental Team provide superior care for your entire family.
This is Leah Pesha, and I've been saying, hit a deer, call Premier, for years, and it works. Deer divots and dings do damage, but Premier Auto will do right by you. That's what my dad Nathan's driving at and dreams about. Do yourself a favor. When your car is dinged, be a deer and call Premier. The deer don't like Premier, but you will. Premier Automotive, North Liberty's premier auto body repair shop.
Hit a deer? Call Premier. GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net. or call them today at 319-337-2246.
If you're looking for a trusted insurance guidance from someone who truly understands your needs, you can turn to me, Tiffany Rao, independent insurance agent. I specialize in Medicare and senior products, and I also offer coverage for those under 65 through the ACA marketplace, along with long-term care and cancer insurance plans. As a proud second-generation insurance professional, I bring local expertise and personal touch you can count on. Call me today at 319-631-4795, and let's find the coverage that's right for you.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Eads and Terry Adams of Deary Brothers Ford talk about what here for you means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as a statement here for you, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
At the Oxyoak Inn, we're ready to serve you with the same fresh food, prepared to order and served with a passion that you've come to expect for over 85 years. The Oxyoak Inn is serving our famous Sunday brunch buffet with lunch, dinner, family-style banquets, and carry-out daily. Make reservations at oxyoakinn.com or call for big or small tables and private rooms. We can't wait to serve you soon at the Oxyoak Inn.
The Oxyoak Inn.
In the heart of Amana.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is warning Iran that the U.S. is preparing for another night of strikes and that the ceasefire, in his opinion, is over. He says future plans include bombing infrastructure and desalinization plants and possibly Karg Island.
We attacked Karg Island last night. We knocked out a piece. I said, don't touch the oil because maybe we'll take over Karg Island. You know, we may take over Karg Island. There's not a thing they can do about it.
Karg is Iran's oil distribution point. The president at the NATO summit in Turkey, again criticizing NATO countries for not helping to attack Iran. Pakistan's Navy has recovered the wreckage of a missing cargo plane. The search continues for five crew members who were on board. The preliminary hearing for the man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is set to resume this afternoon in Utah, with defense attorneys expected to keep questioning the reliability of DNA testing prosecutors say links Tyler Robinson to the murder weapon. This is ABC News.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
It is going to be hot and sticky again today. Partly cloudy with a high near 90 this afternoon. The heat index will climb into the mid-90s later this afternoon. Tonight, chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 70 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. 85. Then on Friday, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high once again right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Right now, it's 78.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Are we back?
Yeah, I got to, I want to thank Mark and Shannon Debner. They brought me out a chicken pot pie.
They
and
did.
It's huge. I mean, it's not.
Okay. It looks delicious.
Yeah, it does. And this will be the first time the oven has been turned on.
And it'll be on for a while.
Yeah.
You'll be able to watch the deer hunter while it's preparing.
Well, Mark, of course, was with the company that painted the station here.
Yeah.
And they did such a wonderful job on
they
that.
Really did.
And Mark and Shannon made a very nice donation to Table to Table as well.
Good. Thank you very
much. I bet it'll taste really good, homemade chicken pot pie.
You know, yeah.
My neighbor, Anita, said everybody, she swims with a group of ladies, and they said, you know, Steve wasn't on yesterday. What's wrong? Or, you know, yesterday they said that. Some days I just can't do it.
Yeah, well.
You know, and yesterday was...
Was one of them.
So you'd be able to live off that chicken pot pie and nothing else
about
for like a week?
6 days.
And eat nothing else, just that.
Just that,
all right.
For about 6 days. That looks great.
I do. I mean, like I said, my mom used to make really good, and they were really filling.
I love chicken
they
pot
would just,
pies.
They just weigh on you.
This looks great. I've just used... And Marie Callender are, you know, good.
They're not bad.
They're okay.
Yeah, you know.
But chicken, I think, are better than beef. That's just me.
You know something? We used to do Swanson's were okay, but they don't make them anymore.
Well, they got banquet still, don't they?
Yeah, those are nothing.
That's why they're $1.19.
Yeah,
I mean, they pay you to take them.
I mean, really, I got some of those, and, you know, that was nothing. But, this is great. So
you get what you pay for.
You know, we've gotten 3 Radiothon donations today. Gene Langenberg, a nice check. Debbie and... Randy Melsha gave their donation, and then Mark and Shannon Debner. So that's great.
Thank you so much.
So also, the donations have started, and I think the number 2table.org is an easy way to donate. The beloved text line, if the 60 people that use the text line during our auctions, you can... deliver me your pledges on the beloved text line.
That's 319-400-4186, yep. 24 hours a day.
Well, yeah, because I don't have my phone on my hip. So. Yeah. All right. So let's see. Oh, so we were talking on the break about...
what Brad Heinrichs announced yesterday.
Yeah, so Swarm is kind of being absorbed, I guess, might be the way to put it, into the flight funds.
And the flight funds have been out for, they've been out for at least a year.
Yes,
I remember when I went out. Yeah.
And that's, and I think, if I understand it correctly, and there's more coming out, of course, but flight funds are go towards helping out the university get to that salary cap or that $20.5 million cap that they put on it, that they provide to the athletes, right?
Yeah, and Docterman tweeted something earlier, and I didn't see what. What did Brad announce? And where did he announce it, like on Kakert's message board?
Yes, he just basically said, yeah.
Because isn't he a poster? He's been posting on there for years.
Yes.
So, yeah, it says it is operated as Iowa's collected the last 4 years, will pause NIL activities and auto renewals and shift all of its resources into the athletic department's flight funds.
Yes.
Basically, they're saying the athletic department's going to now start handling it. And you're saying through Learfield?
That's for the NIL part of it, to line athletes up with NIL opportunities. Is going to be through Learfield. As I understand it.
Because doesn't that take so? Because it can't just be directly through Iowa, can't? Doesn't
that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just basically they're just kind of shifting the way they do things.
Why is it called flight fund?
That's just what Iowa chose. I don't know why. I remember when Iowa released it last year, I'm like, well, I don't get the flight thing. But, you know, I'm sure they have a reason.
I don't think it's an acronym.
They just called it flight. And I'm sure I know there's a reason. I just don't know what it is. Because I remember when the release came out about this time last year, I'm like, huh, interesting, flight. Because remember, they put out a big release saying that this is the next step in the NIL process. And this thing's going to continue to evolve. I mean.
Well, there's supposed to be an announcement today from the athletic.
There'll be something. I'll post it on my website later and you can read it for free. And
we have given a little bit to Swarm each year. I mean, no, we're not, trust me, not big donors in the slightest.
Well, you spend money going, you know, season tickets.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
You got season tickets for men's, women's basketball and football, right?
Yes.
I mean,
and gymnastics.
And gymnastics. I mean, that's a lot of money there.
The gymnastics, I think, is $35 a piece.
For the season?
So, yes.
Jesus, that barely gets you a pizza.
Exactly.
A good pizza.
Exactly.
No, that's a pretty good price.
And no, it is, and the Jim Hawks are fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it's good entertainment. So, yeah, NIL, I mean, it's just going to continue to evolve, maybe not always in good ways, but this looks like, you know, this, I mean, it is what it is. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. Right?
Starting to develop a little more structure, it seems.
Yeah, there seems to be. But it's still going to be the rich are still going to be getting richer. Ohio State's still going to have more NIL than Iowa. That's just the way.
Forever.
That's just the way it's going to be. I don't think there's any way to change that unless they decide someday to put a cap to where everybody can only do so much. But how do you control that?
Okay. I mean, maybe Taylor Swift becomes a Hawkeye fan.
In a nod to the Swarm, it symbolizes flight funds. The word flight symbolizes the launching, elevation and forward momentum of the Hawkeye athletic program.
All right.
Here's Docterman's fighting with a guy. Some guy from almost as if a guy living in Florida shouldn't have been running it in the first place. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, nothing.
I mean, and Scott's like, are you seriously saying that Brad Heinrichs shouldn't have been running the Swarm? He stepped up when nobody else would, gave millions of dollars, and generated enough funds for Iowa to acquire and retain all-American athletes in three sports. Iowa should build. I agree with Scott. I don't know.
100%.
I don't know about building him a statue, but still, no. Brad Heinrichs did, and I'm sure he spent some of his own money.
Oh, he spent a lot of his own
money. And I remember saying that one time, and somebody reached out to me and said, do you realize he owns his own actuary company? So what? Just because you're rich means that you should just be able to throw your money away? I mean, he still made a sacrifice.
That people are.
I don't care how rich
he
is.
A big sacrifice, not only monetary, but time-wise.
And emotion. And part of the reason he was able to make that sacrifice is because he does make a lot of money. You know, he was able to do it, but to badmouth him is just stupid.
It is stupid.
I mean,
Brad,
he's made a huge role.
He did a fantastic job and helped Iowa football to remain competitive during the. He really did.
And I will say, he didn't always sugarcoat it either.
No.
I mean, if he was disappointed with the fans, he would on here. We had him say it a few times.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when he came on and said, "I never thought it would be this hard to get to this many." You know, he let it be known. I mean, he didn't hide his feelings, and I appreciated that, just the transparency.
Yeah. So he did, but he did a great service to the players and the fans.
But I'm
and the
guessing there's a sense of relief right now, don't you think, with him?
I would think so.
Imagine how much free. I'm sure, I don't know if he's got kids or whatever, but I'm sure there's so many other things he could be doing with his time. And now he'll have that opportunity. He can always take pride in knowing that he's the one who got this thing going.
And he did. And he did a fabulous job with it. And yeah.
So, yeah, there's a little bit of news, and it does sound like Iowa's going to release something here probably sometime this afternoon.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So I imagine Ann and I will be hearing from somebody associated with the flight program.
Well, if they're, you know.
Because we'll be contacting all the Swarm members. Yeah. I mean.
Do we know how many, remember when that was a big controversy, how they still had less than two? Do you know how many, what's the update on how many Swarm members are?
I don't know.
Because that grew slower than I think Brad thought it would.
I think so.
Because,
man,
he said it on the air.
Well, he said that nobody, you know, the ex-athletes
I do know that to be, from what I've been told, that no ex-athlete has really made a significant contribution. Now that's their business, and when I look for reasons, maybe they're a little frustrated because for a lot of them this opportunity wasn't there when they were here, and they may say to themselves, why the hell should I now? Who knows, sooner or later they'll get some. I mean, but and it's easy for us to tell some Iowa guy who's made a lot of money and then, hey, you need to give back to your, I mean, it's people's business to do with their money what they want to do.
Absolutely.
That's kind of how I look at it.
Yeah. But it does kind of surprise me.
It does. I mean, there's been some guys that have made some serious cash.
Yeah.
In the NFL, so we'll see. And there's still time. Maybe some of these guys want to wait until they retire and kind of know where they are financially before they start doing stuff like that. But I imagine that's a tax write-off, isn't it? Or is it not?
Not sure.
I don't know.
It's not a tax write-off?
I don't think so.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't. Who knows? But I mean,
I've been told if I get a new radon mitigation machine that I can write that off. They sent me all the information. They still haven't sent me the test kit yet. But yeah, I've been told that's tax deductible, which makes sense. I mean, if you're doing something, you know, to help the, what's the word I'm looking for? Because they said it, yeah, environmental friendly and what have you. I've been told that cleaning your air ducts is also something you can deduct.
Oh, that's something I have to do.
I have to do it too. But man, it's like $1,100.
Oh no, it's expensive. And our house, I think, is maybe a little bigger than yours.
Yeah, mine
a little.
Well, mine's only with the basement. Mine's about 2,300 square feet with the basement.
We're not a lot bigger.
God, you sure.
So,
seem
but
bigger.
It's based on the intake or the vents that you have.
They told me, they quoted me between 900 and 1100.
That sounds about
mine.
Right. The last time we got it done, and I think we spent 650.
I've been in my house
but
for 19. I haven't done it for 19 years.
It's been like 4 or 5 years since we did it. Yeah, I have to do that.
But no, mine has not been done since I moved into my house. Now, it's helped that I haven't had dogs for the last 10 years too.
Do we know, does A to Z do duct cleaning? I think they might. I think they do.
I think they did ours.
I got to get my ash tree pruned, too. It's just growing out of control into my neighbor's yard, and I lost a branch. Did we have heavy wind in the last 5 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because one of my lower branches on my ash tree snapped, and of course, the leaves on it died because it's broken. It's not all the way ripped off, but it's hanging in my neighbor's yard, and so I'm going to have to get that thing pruned, and I'm going to use the Family Tree Service out of West Liberty. They cut my oak tree down, and I just watched them cut my neighbor's oak tree. They do a really good job. And so I'm going to, who knows how much that's, God, everything just costs.
Oh, it's expensive.
And it seems like everything happens at the same time.
Boy, and I mean, just pruning your ash tree, you know, that's going to be plenty.
Well, this is not, they need to basically cut down two branches. And so it'll be, but I'm guessing.
But they'll shape it too, right?
But I'm guessing even if it takes 15, 20, it's still going to probably cost somewhere between $200 and $500.
Oh, for sure.
Just to cut down two branches.
For sure.
And this is literally something that I want cut down that they can do in probably 10 minutes. I mean, the one's just needs to be cut on a 10-foot ladder, cut it and drag it out. The other one, the big one that's reaching over my neighbor's yard, they'll cut, the way they cut that. They'll cut that off in one thing and drag it out, and they'll be done. Yeah. But this tree is, I never dreamed this ash tree was going to grow as big as it's growing. I'm just proud that I've kept it alive. Now it's starting to annoy me. It just won't stop growing. It's like that big kid that won't stay out of the refrigerator. And the guy who treats the trees told me that it's not even halfway done growing. He's like, this thing's going to get 70 to 80 tonight before it's done. He goes, it's going to be all over your house. And yeah. I'm like, so I need to prune it, he said. And he goes, but there's also a chemical they can use now for ash trees that will limit their growing. So, but that's $160 every 3 years. He's going to do that next June. It'll cut down its growth pattern by 2/3. So then I'm going to do that because I can't, this thing just won't stop growing. And there's a sense of pride that it's an ash tree, guys.
Yeah,
that I've kept it alive. But my neighbor feels the same way. But I think she's getting a little annoyed because it keeps growing into her yard. It just won't stop growing.
And we got this tree hanging over the damn house.
But it's not an ash tree.
The last, I don't know what it is. I don't think it is. But, I mean, the last storm we had, you know, a bunch of branches came down on my side of the yard. Nobody's living there yet. I understand it. The house has been for sale, but I just...
And nobody's bought it? Now, that shocks me.
Well, somebody's bought it, but they're not in it yet.
Oh, I got
something.
You.
And
so it's up to you to clean, or?
Well, I had to dump all the branches back over the fence. Oh. A lot of them were leaning on the fence and breaking the fence.
But I just didn't even realize until I went out there the other day how much this one branch is growing into my. And she's really nice. She's not gonna. I know it's bugging her, and she's not gonna complain. But I got to get this thing cut. It's just this. I mean,
reminds
it just
me of that stinking Bobby Goldsboro song that I hate.
Watching it. Scotty grow?
No. See the tree, how big it's grown.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Honey, and honey, I miss you. God.
All right, that song or White Bird?
White Bird.
Wow, I finally found one.
No, I'll go with Bobby Goldsboro.
You're still fighting White Bird.
Still fighting White Bird.
No, I'm sorry. I got to go with White Bird.
Well, whatever choice I would make, I'm holding my nose.
All right, here's one, Shooter. Alabama Whiskey Song by the Doors or White Bird? Because you don't like
Alabama. I don't know Alabama.
You'd know it if you're showing me the next way to the next.
To the Wix
Whiskey Bar. Oh, don't ask why.
Oh,
don't ask why.
Okay, I got
too
you.
Much.
Oh, God, that's right. Spotify's shutting us down.
Yeah, go Doors.
Oh, wow. You really do hate White
Bird. No, there's some Doors songs that I like. That's not
but
one
But I didn't
of
think
them.
You'd like that
I
one.
I don't.
That's why I picked it.
No, I don't.
Hello?
Yeah, you guys were talking about NIL and flight and swarm. And the 20.5 or 21.5 revenue sharing
yes.
number. You know, the way I look at that anymore is that that's like the speed limit. You can choose to stay at that or go over that. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of repercussions. When you look at Texas, reportedly spent $48 million on their roster. And
yeah, that all comes
LSU
from private.
40.
Yeah,
it comes from private outside NIL funds. It's not. It has nothing to do with the 20.5. Isn't that how it works? There's additional ways beyond the 20.5 that you can get your money.
And you don't have to even do the 20.5.
No, you don't have to. No, it's just there for your taking if you want it. Yeah. So I mean.
Yeah, but supposedly the. NIL money is supposed to go through the clearinghouse for approval.
Yeah,
and
good luck with that.
Reported that you know they're paying that out before it even gets approved by the committee or the clearinghouse, whatever that's called.
So irregularities by the Texas Athletic Department, I am shocked.
Well, all I know is before that 20.5 wasn't like 3 or 4 years ago with Ryan Day. Basically announced that Ohio State's starting defense was like $14, $15 million. That was years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's how, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, well, yes.
Or some may say better. The people benefiting from it say, hey, it's only going to get better. I still say at some point somebody's going to step in. There's going to be some type of governorship over this.
Maybe there has to be.
Free from the NCAA. They're going to put some structure in this thing. And it's good, but I still think it's going to come down to hey, the rich can still get richer. And I mean, I don't think you can limit unless you're going to put salary caps. But how do you put salary caps unless they're employees? How can you do that? How do you do collective?
You can't
do collective bargaining unless they're employees. Am I not mistaken? Am I mistaken?
I think you're correct, and I think that's the direction it has to go.
That's what I think so, too.
Yes, I think so, too.
But I've had other people say, no way. The moment they become employees, college sports are done as we know it. Well, they're already done as we knew it. College sports will never go back to the old model.
No.
That's never going to happen.
Well said.
Yeah.
You know, the Cruz-Cantwell legislation came out of committee and is to be voted on by the House of Representatives this month, in July.
Okay.
And it has a lot of those guidelines in it. But the Big Ten and SEC conference they're very concerned about a couple of the elements in it. So whether it gets passed or not is questionable at the best.
Well, there's also talk that they want to branch off on their own, too.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what some people fear, that's what will happen is the SEC and the Big Ten will just break away and do their own thing.
Yeah, that's one of the fears. Yeah. I hope that doesn't.
Or at least in football.
I hope that. I don't think that's good for college sports. Probably I hope not. That doesn't happen, but Probably we'll not. See. Nothing surprises me anymore.
But it isn't the so-called super conference just organically happening now?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. I mean, to me, when I think of a super conference, I think of a conference with at least 24 to 32 teams from all over the place. I mean, the Big Ten's getting there, but it's not there yet. It's got 18.
What's SEC have?
Is it 16?
Well, they got more than that.
If you put both conferences together, it's 34.
Yeah, so it's 16, 18 and then, 16.
Okay.
And so then if you look at other teams like Utah, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, the ACC,
yeah.
You know, you could get to 40, 42 pretty quickly.
Well, that's true.
Just organically.
I just don't like the idea of having a 42-team conference divided into
SEC
four divisions.
SEC only has 16
teams. That's what I thought. So
we'll
see.
I don't know that it would be a conference, but I think
an organization.
Would be an organization.
Yes.
And then within that organization, you would have, if you would, an NFL model, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, and then they could do it by geography.
Yes.
I still think something's to be said for geography.
Well, of course.
I think it's ridiculous that geography means so little now with conference alignment.
I mean, that red-hot Washington-Rutgers rivalry, you know.
Well, how about the red-hot Iowa-Washington on Friday night at 8 o'clock? I mean, that's going to not sit well with a lot of Iowa fans.
No.
Especially ones with high school kids playing sports that night. It's just a pain in the ass.
Wouldn't an Iowa-Missouri series be interesting?
Yes.
Well, we had it.
Missouri should be in the Big Ten.
We had an Iowa-Missouri series, and they pulled out.
But Missouri should be in the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame should be in the Big Ten. Oregon and USC and UCLA should not be in the Big Ten.
In
Washington, it should be Notre Dame. It should be Missouri. Maybe throw in a Cincinnati. It's just, I mean, it's, but.
There's a lot of people that say the same thing, that UCLA. And
they shouldn't be in it.
Be in it.
And they should never have gotten rid of the Pac-12. I mean, and I'm sure these athletes at USC, they don't like driving to flying to the Midwest and the East Coast every other week. I can't imagine that's enticing to them. But,
no.
But it's the world we live in.
I think one other thing, dude, of course, I think the determining factor are the networks.
TV's running everything.
And I think one of the interesting things to take a look at is the Iowa State series. Contract expires at the end of 2027.
Yeah.
With the new TV contract in the Big Ten, and it's at 2030. There's talk about the Big Ten going to at least 10 games, and then it's rumored that then the two non-conference games could be crossovers with SEC schools determined by the networks.
I just can't imagine coaches are going to watch.
Teams like Iowa will never be in the playoffs.
Contract that gets extended.
I mean, teams like Iowa will be lucky to win 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, we'll never get to the playoffs.
I mean, and I know it's not, it goes against the spirit of competition, but guys, every year teams like Iowa schedule at least 1 or 2 games. They know they're going to win. They have to. They get the money and they get the victory. That model you just talked about, there could be games where they're not hardly favored in any. I just don't see that. But if that's the way it's going, I mean, stuff like that may eventually drive Kirk out, you know? I can't imagine Kirk would want to deal with that setup.
Well, it's driven a lot of coaches out already.
Yeah.
And it will continue to
do
that.
I think you identified one of the unintended consequences that could happen if people aren't talking about it, is that, yeah, you could be in a super conference, but you could be at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And still be a decent team. Conference.
Exactly.
And still be a decent program. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Well, good discussion.
Thanks, fellas.
Hey, thank you for the call. That was good.
No, that was a good discussion. But yeah, the super conference, I don't know. I'm old fashioned, guys. I miss the old days where geography was the
big calling eight card. Well, and the Big Ten actually had 10 teams.
10 teams, yeah. I just missed that, and where geography meant something.
Pac-12, Southeast Conference. Hell, actually, man, had teams in the Southeast.
Remember the Southwestern Conference?
Yeah.
Those teams were from the southwestern part of the United States. How's that? The Atlantic Coast teams were from the Atlantic Coast. Stanford's in the Atlantic Coast Conference now, aren't they?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. When I think of the Atlantic Coast, I think of Palo Alto, California.
First thing
that comes to my mind. But no, it's everything is so fluid right now. Nothing would surprise me with how things move ahead. I mean, NCAA basketball's it's going to be up to 76 teams now. Is that?
God, that's crazy, isn't it?
I just think it's just too many. But to me, it seems like the attitude is the more, the merrier, because it means more opportunities to make money. I mean, why'd they put the two-minute rule in college sports? Because it's another timeout to make money.
Yes.
I hate the two-minute rule.
I do, too.
I hate it in the NFL, especially when my team's winning and I want the game to get over. I just think the two-minute rule is just overkill. They already have enough timeouts. You throw in all the Fox timeouts, then you have a two-minute rule. What happens during that two-minute rule?
Fox is awful.
Well, what happens during the two-minute rule? You go to commercials.
Uh-huh.
You go to a bunch of commercials, and you just make a bunch more money.
And, you know, at the football games, you know, when the announcer comes out and says, full media timeout, there you just hear the groans.
With Fox, that's 4 minutes.
Yes.
That's a long time in the stands, especially in September when it's 100.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's brutal. I've heard a lot of people complain about that.
Yeah, I don't.
I just don't think there's any turning back, guys.
No, there isn't. And it is what it is.
Yes.
And the genie's out of the bottle. Toothpaste is out of the tube.
Well, there's a big congressional push to eliminate the FCC. The guy in charge is goofy, but he wants to eliminate the games going to streams. Or if they're going to go to streams, go to one stream. Instead of being like all...
That,
he's not going to be able
that's
to...
Not gonna
that's
happen.
Not going to happen. Can't do any, I don't think that can happen.
Well, he can't do... You know... You can't do anything anyway. Streams aren't licensed.
No.
You know, he's not over that. But but they are spending money and debating and trying to come up with some kind of a law that won't be constitutional.
Mm-hmm. So, Pat, do you have to
I should probably get going because you think it's at least 15 minutes to drive from here over to there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and then I got a little bit of a walk. I want to be able to watch a little bit of the practice, and it starts at 11. So we do not have a show on Friday.
Do not have Saturday. A show on Friday.
We'll have a show on
Saturday.
Monday, but we won't have a show next Wednesday because of Iowa press conferences.
Okay.
So like Tommy said, we really got to bring it Monday.
Well, we'll bring it.
And I'll see about possibly trying to get a guest during that short time. We'll see.
That'd be fun.
Well, the problem with a lot of them are on coach or on vacation. Yeah. This is the month where they step away, but we'll see.
But we do. I do enjoy those interviews.
No, I do too. I do a lot. So, well, everybody have a how hot is it supposed to get today?
89.
And do we have any rain coming?
Tonight maybe, but tomorrow and. Tomorrow night.
We just go from one extreme to the other. We go from too much to not enough. I mean, can't there just be a fair balance? Because now things are getting dry again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want radiothon rain.
No, you don't want it there. Because you guys would have to go inside, wouldn't you?
Probably.
That just steps up everything.
When I saw the forecast for Friday, slight chance. It looks like you're going to avoid it.
Hopefully. We'll see. I got two different forecasts. I got Severe Studios, and then I got the Weather Service.
If it starts raining, you'll still make Hunter sit outside in it, won't you?
Well, that's
we want job. Hunter in the blistering heat.
That's yes.
And if it starts raining, you'll feel better because he's cooling off a little bit.
And then you'll see the water hit his head, and
And then you want him in
be
here.
Like hitting a griddle.
And then you want him in here early Sunday morning after it's all over too, right?
Yes.
Yes, I get.
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, Jim, have a good weekend.
All right. Next up is probably a couple of tunes before you get to your police reports. Yes.
Okay.
Fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
And hawkfanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.